From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Wednesday.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Is it nine in a row?
It is nine in a row, just. Just. Global Dairy Trade auction this morning in the early hours of the morning. So we've had nine auctions of positive outcomes, a 0.8% rise in the headline index. The average price at the headline index level now, $3,483. Now, Mike, the last time the index fell was at the auction on the 20th of November, and we've had a 27.6% gain in the index since then. So that's pretty good, isn't it? However, you've really got to take note of the fact that the momentum has been falling. I mean, if we go back to February, the auction was, we saw a 6.7% rise in that index, and so went out 0.8, so we're eking out again, really. If we look at the individual product components, the mix of news in there, Mike, if we look at whole milk powder and skim milk powder, obviously two very important components. Skim milk powder holding up its end of the bargain, it's lifted 1.8%, but a bit of a worry, whole milk powder category, it's down 1.3%. But what sailed in to rescue us this time, Mike? What sailed in
butter.
To rescue us? Butter. It's on the rising. It's on the rise again, up 5.8%. Do you recall last year when butter was surging?
Yeah.
The wholesale prices at the auction hit a high of May 2018, slipped down again quite dramatically and back to that low of 20th of November. The price gain since then in butter, 48%. Yeah, you heard that right, 48.8%. Now, whole milk powder, it was down 1.3%. That's a bit of a disappointing outcome. Now, the thing is with whole milk powder, they offer, there's different delivery contracts for when these, if you buy at the auction for when the stuff is delivered. May and June 2019 were up, but the contracts a bit further out were quite a bit weaker. August, September 19, down 3.4%. 5.5% respectively. So we've got to keep an eye on why we're seeing that weakness out on those longer dates. So New Zealand dollar a little bit weaker. We'll talk about business confidence in a minute. That hasn't helped.
No.
GDP actually seen the Kiwi dollar weaker over the last couple of hours as well.
We were saying this last year, Andrew, the clouds were gathering and I just don't know how much longer. I mean, we're starting to rain.
Yeah. Yes. Water. Yeah, we didn't talk about the weather, did we? But that's plays a factor too. But business confidence, Mike. Let's talk about business confidence. You recall that last year the business confidence was a bit problematic, and the government went on a bit of a business charm offensive there. But they're not really getting any traction. The thing is, a lot of the actual actions that are impacting on businesses are actually impacting on their forward-looking sentiment as well. So, look, we get ANZ numbers, we get those monthly, but there's usually quite a bit of short-term, or there can be quite a bit of short-term noise in this. So we really focus on this NZIE quarterly survey of business opinion here. Mike, think about the context. Think about the RBNZ on the 27th of March. These are their words. Reduced momentum in domestic spending, softness in the housing market, weak business investment, low business sentiment. And the danger here, of course, is this becomes self-perpetuating. The outcome of the NZIE QSBO, weaker than expected, to a degree that validates the RBNZ, and it points, Mike, to downside risk for first quarter growth. Headline level, index down 27.5. In December, that was minus 18. If we look at own activity, fell from 16.1 to 6.5. It's very low. Reported trading activity, I was getting cautiously optimistic about this, but it's lower. It's lower. The first quarter, the reported activity, lower than the last quarter. Broad-based deterioration in key indicators. This isn't good. Two key debates, Mike. What's causing it? Is it a supply or demand issue? Second debate, when does the RBNZ pull the trigger on interest rate cuts?
Well, they're saying by May, aren't they? Now, what are the numbers?
26,165 on the Dow. That is down 93 points at the moment. It's about 0.3%. The S&P 500 down 3 points, 2864. The Nasdaq 7839. It is up 10 points. The FTSE 100 up 1% yesterday, 74 points, 7391. The Nikkei 21505. The Shanghai Composite 3176. The ASX 200 up 25 yesterday, 6242. And we keep surging our way on the NZX 50, Mike, towards 10,000. 9,958 yesterday, up 104 points, 1.06%. So good day on the NZX 50. Now the currencies, New Zealand dollar lower against the US, 0.6741. 0.9547 Aussie, 0.6019 euro, £0.5155, 75.06 yen. Gold trading at $1,289.66. Brent crude, $69.18. And Mike, we are still looking at no deal exit for Brexit because these guys can't agree on anything.
I owe you one or two glasses of wine because I think you called it more accurately than I did. Well done. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. That's why he's the expert and I'm just sitting behind a microphone. JMIWealth.co.nz.